Welcome to Publishing Cousins, where family meets the fascinating world of books. I'm Melissa Lesher, the author.
And I'm Nikki Becker, the illustrator.
We are partners in publishing.
Ever wonder what really happens behind the scenes in publishing? Well, you're in the right place. Every episode, we'll be pulling back the curtain on this wild and wonderful industry, sharing our own creative adventures, and dishing out hard-earned wisdom about writing and illustrating for publication.
From manuscript mayhem to deadline drama, from sketch submissions to final flourishes, we're bringing you the real deal, served with the hefty side of cousin banter and plenty of laughs. Whether you're dreaming of seeing your own work in print or you're just a book lover curious about how the magic happens, we've got something special for you.
So grab your favorite beverage, settle into your comfy chair, and join us for an insider's journey through the world of publishing. We're the Publishing Cousins, and we can't wait to share our stories with you.
Welcome back, everyone, to another Publishing Cousins podcast episode. We're so excited to have you. And if you watched our last episode, then you know that we are batch recording because we're wearing the same shirts. And Nikki, I assume you have the same cup as I do. Yep. So we'll kind of skip our little fun. What are you drinking in what cup? Intro. And today we're going to talk about marketing, which I know makes most people cringe, but we're going to talk about why you need to market yourself, your product, know your brand, and be authentic. So let's start off real quick, Nikki, with just marketing yourself. What advice do you have for that? I would say, just to kind of like recap what you just said there, brand, don't let that scare you. Branding is who you are and how you serve others. That's what it is. And so that's why being authentic is so, so important, because it's you and what you do for others. Yes, I never even once considered, like, go get a color palette and see what colors go with your colors. And it helped me so much because it helped me create a brand kit with those colors, because you get color codes with it. I'll let you go in a little bit more, but also when you go to build your website, you can put those same color codes in so that you have consistency. It is because you can just copy and paste that code. I don't know what the title of that code is, and plop it in where you want it, and it, boom, it picks up that color just like that. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I spent hours looking at color palettes. And, but it was fun because you're right, there's so many options out there, but people have already, I think I paid like $3 or $4 to get the zip file that had all the stuff in it. And then it had the codes. And then again, I put those codes in on Canva and then on my website. And so now I don't have to think about it. I can just say, hey, I want that in that color and I want that in this color when I'm creating stuff. So it's great. I will say this, don't shy away from marketing yourself. This is really hard to talk about yourself and what you do, because it just feels kind of cringy to be promoting yourself. It just doesn't feel right. But when someone asks, hey, what do you do? And you don't want to go, well, I'm just an author. Be bold. Be like, I'm an author and I write historical Christian romance. They're intrigued already, I'm sure, because most people are intrigued, like, oh, really? You write? That's so amazing. And then from there, you can start selling your product and say, well, you know what? For me personally, I say my books offer clean, high-level romance with a lot of adventure and suspense. It's like Tombstone meets Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. So always just have like a one-line pitch or description. But yeah, I love it. Well, I thought somebody helped me come up with that, a lady that I had on my podcast a few years ago. And she said, you really need to like connect to things people know that evoke feelings. Well, Tombstone, that movie evokes certain feelings, right? That high suspense level of the wild, wild west, right? And then Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman kind of has some of that, but it has that softer side, right? And more of that romancy. And so when you put the two together, I'm like, that's really what I write. Tombstone meets Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. So spending the time to really understand what you write and how a one sentence can describe it is a great way to sell yourself and your product. It's also a great tagline to have on your website. My other tagline that I use is packing the heat and riding the line. And that is because I pack a lot of heat on the romance side. When it comes to Christian fiction, those who know me know that I write my stories to kind of bridge the gap between Christian and secular romance. So I'm going to give you a lot of heat, but I'm not going to give you play by play in the bedroom. I'm going to shut it off, right? But it's pretty saucy for some Christian readers. And that's why I put that out there. I want people to know that, because again, there's a certain audience I'm trying to attract and serve at this point. And that's part of your brand. You need to know that, right? And that's why it's packing the heat and riding the line, because there are some people who in the Christian realm who do not appreciate what I write because they feel like it's too romancy, I guess you could say. And so, but that's me being upfront and saying, this is me, and this is what I am going to give you if you read my books. Does that make sense? So don't be afraid to sell yourself, because it also helps you get the right reader.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is so true. And I don't know that we could give any better advice for this episode, because most of you are probably just starting out with your marketing. But yes, no, for authors, no one knows your book more than you do. You're the only one that's going to be able to truly market that book because you know it inside and out. So definitely just, I would say, take all these tips that we've said today and just start working on them. And sorry, I'm getting a buzzing in my headphone here. Yeah, I hope that was helpful. Don't let it scare you. It is not really that scary of a thing, but just be, like Nikki said, confident in who you are and what you're doing and how you're serving people and make people aware of it. Yes. I can understand that. I'm sure I'm probably your complete opposite when it comes to that, Nikki. When I see that, I'm like, just be me. This is me, right? These are the type of books I like to read. Therefore, they're the type of books I like to write. If you listen to the Literary Escape podcast, you know me, and you know what it is I like and why I write what I write. You just have to know, I don't know, Nikki, I don't know how to say that. Like, you just have to know you and know your passions. Because really what this is coming out of, you guys illustrate because it's a passion of yours. It's something you love. And there are specific types of illustrations that is your true passion, right? Just like for authors, there's a specific genre you write because that is your passion. That's you. Be you. That's it. Just be you. Like I said, I say it all the time. If you have listened to the Literscape podcast for very long, you know probably way more about me than you would ever care to know, because I'm just me on there, right? This is me showing up. And so that's really what it is. If you're going to go make a post about something, then it's you. It's authentically you. And if someone's going to get upset about it, I just want to put this little tidbit in there, and they walk away, that's fine. They aren't the reader for you. That's okay. Let that bring you down. Or like for you, Nikki, maybe like they're not the author for you because what you offer is not suited to their needs, just like you said earlier. So there's so much. You could go really deep in this. There are a lot of books on this on Amazon if you want to really work on honing your brand, figuring out what that is. Definitely go there. And again, like Nikki said, there's lots of ways you can do research on this as well, just to find out who you are and how to sell yourself. And I will say that I do have someone, Lindsay Hughes was on my podcast about a year ago, probably, talking about this very same thing for authors. And so I'll put a link to that interview and some links to her stuff for you guys as well in the blog post. But I would say I'd love to end the episode by saying, just go out there and be you. Okay. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Publishing Cousins. If you enjoyed our creative conversation today, be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcast. We'd also love it if you could rate, review, and share the show. It helps other book lovers find us. You can learn more about Nikki's portfolio and Melissa's novels at publishingcousins.com. And if you have questions about writing, illustrating, or publishing that you'd like us to cover in future episodes, send them our way at literaryscape@literaryscape.com. Until next time, keep creating, and remember, in publishing, as in family, there's always room for more stories.